Lawmakers have passed a bill to require insurance companies to cover medically necessary treatment of autism, a disorder that affects sensory perceptions and the ability to communicate and interact with others. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Autism can cause delayed or a lack of spoken language, repetitive activities such as hand flapping, and object fixations. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say an estimated 1 in 88 children have an autism spectrum disorder and say it affects more boys than girls. Although autism is not curable, the U.S. Surgeon General and the National Institute of Child Health, among others, say speech and language therapies and physical and behavioral therapies can dramatically change outcomes for autistic children. Senator Johnny Ellis, Democrat of Anchorage, says early intervention can save a child from a life of intensive, sometimes institutional care.
Over the past several decades, intensive behavioral therapy has been shown to increase IQ, language skills, academic performance, and sociality. In turn, improved cognitive and social functioning resulting from such treatment has been shown to reduce long-term medical and other costs. There is the real possibility of a very promising future for children who are lucky enough to access these treatments.
A 2006 report by an autism ad hoc committee formed by the Governor's Council on Disabilities states that the cost of lifetime care for an Alaskan with autism who doesn't receive treatment is an estimated $3.2 million, which the report says early intervention can reduce by more than $1 million. Heidi Haas is president of the Autism Society for Alaska. She says to prepare autistic children for a normal life, therapy should start before the age of 2, but she says they need skilled training and therapy in greater doses than a family can possibly provide.
You have to be integrated at all times and focusing at all times of getting them drawn into that world. It isn't just a, oh, we're going to work on this for 2 hours. It's constantly all day long, you know, working with them, working on how they can communicate, working with them on how they can progress, those types of things.
Haas says the bill that's on the governor's desk for signature does not require insurance coverage for most Alaskans, but she says it's a step in the right direction.
The bill that we're looking at is just going to cover privately insured individuals. It will not cover groups with less than 20 employees, and it possibly could exempt groups with 21 to 50 employees. So when they originally talked about it being coverage for 15% of Alaskans, you know, we've gone down in that percentage slightly. We don't know the exact numbers, but, you know, it's a starting point. It's a great starting point, but we need to get a lot of the self-insured and other insureds on board so that all of our kids can be covered.
Opponents to the legislation have said care for people with autism is the responsibility of the parents and of schools, and have expressed concern the legislation will cause a substantial jump in insurance premiums. The Autism Society of America says, based on numbers from the 36 or so states that have enacted similar requirements, the average monthly insurance premium increased 31 cents per month. A Council for Affordable Health Insurance report states that premium rates increase 1 to 3% to cover autism. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.